You know, they don't talk like we used to talk when we'd be going to school. Everything is a damn enough. They curse too much. So you don't really listen to them because their mouth is too foul. And the smallest child, that damn man. You know, you just go and hold your head up like you're in hell. They don't talk nice like we used to talk. You know that man over there, he got drunk last night. He did. Well, that's all you say about him. The beast, you know that old damn man across the street? He's a damn drunkard. We never did that. And you cannot, you know, those things make your blood boil. And you hear a little children like that cursing and going on like that. You say, my goodness, you don't bother with them. You just pull your hair up like you want him and keep going.
Do you think the schools are any better or any worse than they were? Keep the kids learning, or what?
Well, I think the schools are different. I know the schools are different. And they teach them different. They learn more than we did when we went to school. But they learn in a different way now.
What do you mean?
The children are just rude. Because first place, they take prayers out of school. Now, why did they take prayers out of school? We went to school, we had prayers every day. And it didn't take nothing off us, and it didn't take that long. Now we went in the auditorium for prayers at 11:45. And we had our devotion, and 12 o'clock we was out for lunch. I think they should have prayers, because some children will never go to Sunday school, will never go to church. Some of them don't know what is to go to church, not Easter, Christmas, like that. But a lot of those children learned about the Lord right in school by having prayers in school. But now they wouldn't know. But they do what they want to, but I think. And the children are worse now than they had prayers in school. You know, they read out the Bible, and the Bible say this, and the Bible say that. And it put a fear in those children. But now they don't have nothing to put a fear in them. I heard two children talking one day. And the little boy saying, "Do you know who's the Lord Father?" The boy said, "Yeah, I know. God damn." Now that's all he knows. He doesn't know about the Lord Father, Jesus, something like that. And I had to look back. And he thought nothing of it. He just said, "God damn," and went right on. Yes, God damn, it's Jesus, my Father. But that's all they have. So how could you expect anything out of those children?
You think they're going to change as they grow older, or what? Are they going to still talk like that?
I don't know. Maybe after they get older and be with people that don't say that, it may make them change. And they find out, well, the more education they get, the better it'd be too. Because then they read and they find out that you just don't say those things. But I said, now some of them may change and some of them may not, for some of them isn't going to school that long to learn how to read. And children are finishing school now and they cannot read. They can't read. They can't write and they don't hardly know mathematics. But they're finishing high school. I understand that they put you in a grade they think you're supposed to be in for your age. They don't let you each year get promoted.